This is 93.1 CFIS FM. Welcome back to the music you grew up with.
All right, welcome to Apple Scruffs. Today we are going to focus on Let It Be, or at least the stripped-down version. The original version, released in 1970, was produced by Phil Spector, who had applied a number of orchestral and choral overdubs to, well, especially three tracks of the album, and actually kind of offended Paul McCartney, particularly in the case of the third and the final single of the album, The Long and Winding Road. So in 2003, McCartney spearheaded Let It Be Naked. It was an alternative version of Let It Be that removes Spector's embellishments and kind of alters the track list. In 2021, a remixed and expanded version of Let It Be was released with session highlights and the original 1969 Get Back mix. It coincided, of course, with the Beatles' Get Back 8-hour documentary series covering the January 1969 sessions and the rooftop concert. They started rehearsing at Twickenham Film Studios in January 1969. Now, it was at a film studio because it was supposed to be a documentary film highlighting the Beatles' rehearsal and progression onto the stage. And they were going to have, as a finale, a final concert, although they weren't quite sure where they were going to do that concert. They were in the process of building towards that. Inevitably, what they released was the movie Let It Be, and it was a pretty dark rendition of how the Beatles had worked together. It wasn't until 2022 when they released Get Back, where they used footage that they didn't use in the original film, but it really showed the Beatles in a different light, more cooperative, more in tune with one another. Although, you know, George Harrison did at one point in time want to quit the Beatles, he was lured back when they decided to relocate at Apple Studios and to bring in Billy Preston for the rest of the recordings. All right, here we have Dig a Pony. Now, in John Lennon's film Imagine, he talks about how he put together a song like Dig a Pony.
I was just having fun with words. It was literally a nonsense song. I mean, Dylan does that. Anybody does it, you know. They just take words and you stick them together and see if they have any meaning. Some of them do, some of them don't. See, that last album of mine was me coming out of my dream. You can last your whole life on that dream, you know. And then it's all over.
Anything you want. Yes, you can celebrate anything you want. Oh, I do a road hop where you can penetrate any place you go. Yes, you can penetrate any place you go.
For You Blue is a George Harrison composition. Now, all he says in his autobiography, I Me Mine, is For You Blue is a simple 12-bar song following all the normal 12-bar principles, except it's happy-go-lucky.
Mm-hmm.
because you're sweet and lovely, girl. I love you. Because you're sweet and lovely, girl, it's true. I love you more than ever, girl, I do. I want you in the morning, girl. I love you. I want you at the moment I feel blue. I'm living every moment, girl, for you.
Song that Paul complained bitterly in mid-April in the columns of the Evening Standard. He said the album was finished a year ago, but a few months ago American record producer Phil Spector was called in by Lennon to tidy up some of the tracks. But a few weeks ago, I was sent a remixed version of my song, The Long and Winding Road, with harps, horns, an orchestra, and a women's choir added. No one had asked me what I thought. I couldn't believe it. I would never have female voices on a Beatles record. The record came with a note from Alan Klein, however, that said he thought the changes were necessary. And despite Paul's protests, Let It Be was released with all the changes in Paul's composition still in place. Paul then decided to leave the Beatles. And here it is in its original state.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. You to your door. But still they lead me back to the long winding road.
Continue with Let It Be Naked. But first, here's a little segment from George Martin.
I really wasn't aware of that, about taking drugs much before that. I was aware of them smoking pot. And even during the Sergeant Pepper bit, I wasn't too sure about what they were doing. Didn't really want to know because I didn't approve of it. And they were rather like school kids. They used to keep it away from me. You know, if they wanted to go and have a drag of smoke, They wouldn't do it in the studio. They would nip into the canteen and lock the door and have, like naughty boys in Leverty, you know, they would go away and hide away from the schoolmaster.
Do you like a good bluegrass song, enjoying hearing music from the likes of Bill Monroe, Rhonda Vincent, and the Lakeside Ramblers? Then tune in to Back Porch Pickin' Sunday evenings at 5 on 93.1 CFIS-FM for an hour of great bluegrass, old and new. I'm Corey Walker, and I'm thrilled to take you on a musical journey each week as we explore the world of North American bluegrass. Catch Back Porch Pickin' Sunday nights at 5, only here on 93.1 CFIS-FM.
Forecast from Environment Canada. Tonight, partly cloudy with local smoke. Wind from the northwest at 20, gusting to 50, becoming light late this evening, a low of 10. For Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers and the risk of a thunderstorm. Local smoke. Wind from the northwest at 20, gusting to 40, a high of 18. For Friday night, partly cloudy, then clearing. Gusting northwest winds becoming light in the evening, a low of 5.
You're tuned to Prince George's Community Station, 93.1 CFIS-FM.
On the song The Two of Us, Paul McCartney writes in his book, The Lyrics, it's a double volume set, that Linda and I used to love to go for a drive, the two of us riding nowhere. He also mentions that one of the lines in there is spending someone's hard-earned pay, where he's not sure where the line came from and not sure that there's really any meaning to it. I've Got a Feeling is definitely a collaboration between Paul and John. Paul writes in his book, The Lyrics, "This song is a shotgun wedding between my own I've Got a Feeling and a piece John had written called Everybody Had a Bad Year." He says one of the most exciting things about writing with John was that he would very often come in from another angle. If I were saying it's getting better all the time, John might easily say it can't get no worse, which immediately opens the song right up.
Rail man says you got the wrong location. Pick up reservation.
The 2003 release of Let It Be Naked does have some differences. It, besides the removal of all the specterisms, it also excludes the songs Maggie May and Dig It, but includes the live rooftop performance of Don't Let Me Down. It's a song omitted from the original album and issued as a B-side of the Get Back single in 1969.
Out of that frustration came the crazy idea to do a concert on the roof above the Apple offices. Of course, none of us had the vaguest idea that that would be the last time the Beatles would ever perform together in public.
She does. Ooh, she does. Yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she does, ooh, she does. Yes, she does.
I Me Mine was the second composition by George Harrison on the Let It Be album. The song really, I guess, relates to ego, or what he thought at the time was his ego problem. He said that it helped while he was taking LSD to actually discover that so suddenly I looked around and everything I could see was relative to my ego, you know, like that's my piece of paper and that's my flannel or give it to me or I am. It drove me crackers. I hated everything about my ego. It was a flash of everything false and impermanent, which I disliked. Now, here's a little snippet from the Let It Be movie in which George Harrison introduces the rest of the band to his new composition.
Do you want to hear the song I wrote last night?
Okay.
Everything else?
It's just a very short one. It's called I Me Mine.
Is that grammatical? Flowing more freely than wine?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm flowing much freer.
Fantastic.
Freer.
More freely.
Freer. It's funny when if you're writing, thinking of how you say.
Freer.
But I got
fruit sticky out here.
By the time we got to Let It Be, we couldn't play the game anymore. We could see through each other, and therefore we felt uncomfortable because up till then we really believed intensely in what we're doing and the product we put out, and everything had to be just right, and we believed. Suddenly we didn't believe. We couldn't do it anymore. It had come to a point where it was no longer creating magic, and the camera sort of being in the room with us made us aware of that, that it was a phony situation, and that was the end of it.
The College of New Caledonia is the place to go in Prince George for professional development courses, medical terminology, computer essentials for the workplace, and internet essentials for the workplace are among the courses being offered this fall through CNC's continuing education. Registration can fill up fast, so don't delay. Register today for the training you need to stay competitive in the workforce. Full details are available through the Continuing Education link under Programs and Courses at cnc.bc.ca. Forecast from Environment Canada. Tonight, partly cloudy with local smoke. Wind from the northwest at 20, gusting to 50, becoming light late this evening, a low of 10. For Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers and the risk of a thunderstorm. Local smoke. Wind from the northwest at 20, gusting to 40, a high of 18. For Friday night, partly cloudy, then clearing. Gusting northwest winds coming late in the evening, a low of 5.
93.1 CFIS-FM, Prince George.
Let It Be was the 12th and final studio album by the English rock band. Let It Be was the final studio album by the Beatles, although it wasn't the last recorded. They had recorded the album, shelved it, come back to the studio, recorded Abbey Road, released Abbey Road, then hired Phil Spector to vamp up the album, and finally released it on the 8th of May, 1970. Here we have one of their iconic cuts from the album, Across the Universe.
Well,
words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Jackaroo. Before me like a million eyes, they call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Around me like a million suns and calls me on and on across the universe.
That was another dream song, actually. I'd been overdoing it. You know, it was the 60s, and we were just getting crazed and stuff a lot of the time. And so I went to bed and wasn't feeling too great inside myself. And in the dream, my mother came to me in the dream, and she died maybe 10 years previously. And so when someone who you've lost comes back to you in a dream, it's a miraculous moment, you know, because you're with them. And your mind doesn't say, wait a minute, you shouldn't be here. You're just with them. And so it was really nice, you know, because there's my mom, and oh, mom, you know, very emotional. And she seemed to realize, this is all going on in my mind, of course, but, you know, forget that. She seemed to realize that I was going through struggles. And she said, it's going to be okay. It's all really going to be okay. She said, just let it be. I went, I felt great, and woke up and thought, what was that? What? And I remembered the dream. I thought, what did she say? Let it be. And then I sat down at the piano and wrote the song. It had a lot of emotion because of who'd said it and my situation. So that kind of translated to the record. And I think that's why a lot of people like it. They feel somehow that kind of magic comes through.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
That was Let It Be, Naked. I guess it's up to you to decide which you prefer, the original or the stripped-down version. That last little cut was Paul McCartney and Mal Evans doing Let It Be. It was sort of the demo for the song. You can hear George Harrison commenting at the end of it. All right, we're going to end with some Beatles Live. Actually, some solo Beatles Live. We have George Harrison with Dark Horse from his Live in Japan. We have John Lennon's Hound Dog off of Live in New York City. And we have Paul McCartney's Let Him In off of Wings Over America.
Well, you thought that you knew where it was and when, but it looks like you've been fooling you again. You thought you had got me all staked out. Baby, looks like I've been working out. I'm a dark horse, and I'm running on a dark race course. I'm a blue moon since I stepped out. Any grip, maybe it looks like it was not so smart. I became too slippery for you. Let me tell you that I'm a dark horse. I'm dark horse. I'm running on an unfaced course, and I'm a blue moon since I stepped from out of the womb. I've been I'm running on a dark race course.
just a lie. You ain't never got a right to play no friend of mine. You ain't Dylan Don, Uncle Ernie,
window. Somebody ringing a bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody ringing a bell. Do me a favor. Open the door. And let them in. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Let them in now.
Somebody ringing the bell. Someone knocking at the door. Somebody.